Proclamation number 7975 of 25th of August, 1961. Desire of truth. Light is knowledge. The will for truth must be present in you, and then you will also recognize truth as such. You will also be able to distinguish error from truth, and you will not run the risk of moving into erroneous thinking. Yet you humans are indifferent to the truth. You thoughtlessly accept everything that is offered to you, and you don't check whether spiritual knowledge has been brought to you which deviates from the truth. Because you are simply indifferent to it, and because you don't believe yourselves capable of checking it either. But you will have this ability when you desire the truth, for then I myself will protect you as the eternal truth. Truly protect you from wrong thinking, and I guide your thoughts correctly. Hence my adversary has a great advantage, because you indifferently allow him to work, and he will assert his error. He will confuse people's thinking and thus spread ever greater darkness over them, because they don't defend themselves against it. And almost every person values his own intellect too highly. He believes that he can judge spiritual knowledge intellectually and thus determine its value. And the intellect is dominated by my adversary if the person does not consciously hand himself over to me in my support, if he does not request my assistance in the examination of spiritual possessions. And only rarely does a person take the path to me in order to attain the truth. And therefore only pure truth is rarely to be found, or it is not recognized as such. Again and again I give you the reason, again and again I say that it is up to you alone whether you think correctly, and again I show you the path to truth. The path to me, who is the eternal truth myself. You all have free will, and you all have the opportunity to receive the most diverse spiritual knowledge. But you must tell yourselves that there can only be one truth, and you must strive to attain this truth. And truly, you will be allowed to take possession of it if you approach me myself for it. If you desire to penetrate knowledge which you cannot gain intellectually, if you desire clarification about your relationship with me, your God and Creator, about your purpose of earthly existence, if you desire the right knowledge, then it will also come to you. A bright light will shine for you and chase away the darkness in which you have walked until now. Yet you must desire it, otherwise I will withhold myself. Since I will not force your free will to strive towards me through light. But if you push yourselves inwardly towards me, I will give you the light, because I don't want you to live in darkness, because I want to radiate my light into your hearts, which, however, you must open yourselves in order to become enlightened. Yet only truth is light, only truth can reveal to you everything that is still hidden from you. Because you once gave the light to me yourselves. And only truth is the path that leads back to me, to the light of eternity. To desire truth therefore means to open oneself in free will so that the light can shine into the heart, and now the human being will be enlightened from within. And then he will no longer be able to think wrongly, he will recognize all errors originating from the adversary. He will now also know about everything, about all correlations, about me myself as the most perfect being. He will attain the realization which the being once voluntarily relinquished when it rejected my radiation of light. It only has to desire light again of its own free will, i.e., the truth from me, and I myself will convey it to it. It will emerge from the darkness of night. For the light will shine for it, and it will be blissfully happy again, as it was in the beginning. Amen.